mine I had here, I had it run, I had a screen at the end, you see, in my gutter. It would catch most everything, you see. And you had to keep doing things for them too.
And you talked about doing what to the well when you broke it, when something broke in it?
You would tie a fishing line, a big fishing line.
Yes.
You had your regular rope with the water well, you see, to get your water in.
Yes.
Okay. Then if you let you would put your milk in a food jar, for instance, a quart. In the morning to keep it good for in the evening, maybe, or maybe for during lunch hours, you wanted to cool milk, you would tie one of the string around your food jar, let it go down the well, you know, about 30 feet deep, whatever, in that water, you see. It wouldn't harm the water because it was tight. The water could, you know, when you need your milk, just pull that little rope out, you have your milk pretty cold.
But when it broke, what'd you have to do?
Drain the whole well out.
How'd you do that?
You had to, then the boys, everybody around would get there. You see, had a well bucket, they called it. A well bucket was about 2.5 feet long, but small, made out of tin.
Uh-huh.
You would let it go down the well, it would catch, it would hold about 10 quarts. You had a pull up at the top with a rope, throw it up, let it go down.
Hoist it
above. Take a good long while to it. All depends how fast your water would come back in that well too, you see.
Yeah.
You done that till your water was all right.
Yeah, clear again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that was tough, I bet.
Yeah.
But getting back to things that you had in the house, that sort of thing, you know, for furniture, what you sit in?
Well, we had, now they call them old time rocking chairs. And we had some wooden chairs. You wouldn't have them padded like this and that. You've seen them, I'm most sure. You're young enough to see that. And
well, did you have something like this? What did you call this?
I don't know if we had that amount.
No.
I don't believe we had this, no.
Something with two seats and a...
No, we didn't have that. You had one or two nice rocking chairs for the living room, you see, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Then you had few nice chairs for the living room, and in the kitchen you had kitchen chairs, they call it, like this, wood, you know. The bottom was made with some kind of straw or whatnot, I don't know what they made. Or even, I can show you some right here, but just a little piece. When the seat was worn out, you would take a cowhide and cut it into pieces and make the seat back with the hair on top.
Yes.
With cowhide, I can show you some still now. So it's got some. Just a little girl there. His dad-in-law still can fix him old chair with that cowhide.
Really?
Man, you hit on that cowhide, it's like a drum. Boom, boom, boom. You can sit on it and just see, you wear it, you see? And it stretch, you put it tight enough. Then when it dries up, it fills it.
Yeah. Well,
something
you had something that had drawers in it, maybe, that you would put your clothes in?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, well, I told you that arm.